Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, on the mend from some major surgery.
I am. Here I am in the Nathan Litauer Hospital in Gloversville, New York. Had surgery yesterday with the brilliant Dr. Shen, Zhang Shen, who's been on our Medical Monday many times and is regarded nationally as one of the great leaders on non-invasive surgery. And did it, and it hurts a little the next morning it's supposed to, and here I am. Now, that doesn't compare with what so many of our people are feeling around the world. Hundreds of people being killed in Mexico, our next-door neighbors. And I want to say this is a great test of compassion for the president. I'd like to see him out there saying, oh, we may have our political differences, but I am going to be there for those folks. And then, of course, our own Puerto Rico, which is such an important part of the United States, it is going to be hit hard by Hurricane Maria. These are life-threatening things. So a simple back operation is not comparable to the kind of pain and suffering that so many people around the world do.
And there we were yesterday playing the president's remarks at the UN, where he called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man and said that the United States was ready, willing, and able to wipe them out if they had to.
Well, it is obvious that this is a guy with a temperament which says people will respond to threats. And I'm going to threaten them, and I'm going to say to North Korea, you will be nothing. You're on a suicide mission unless you disarm. And the question I've raised with you so many times, David, is this man Kim on a suicide mission? Is that part of what he is thinking? We've had suicidal maniacs in the past, Guyana and other places drinking the Kool-Aid. Maybe that's what's happening here. But in any case, this is one of the worst times for threatening the United States and its allies and the rest of the world. Because, you know, these are atomic weapons, major atomic weapons. And we saw what happened to much smaller weapons in the Second World War after we dropped ours on Japan.
The latest attempt by Republicans to get rid of Obamacare. Will it succeed?
You know, it's very unclear whether or not they will. But I think they have the votes this time. That's what it looks like to me, because Lindsey Graham is a best friend of John McCain. McCain says he's, quote, looking at it. I think they might do it. And I must say, I've examined the language on the bills, what I could, and I'm finding that it's remarkably like the ones that went down.
WAMC can't survive without you. WAMC.org or 1-800-323-9262. And right now, special $150 pledge to see the Capitol steps November 3rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Egg with all of your WAMC family there.
That's right. That's when we get together for this. And by the way, they're going like crazy. You know, it's a lot of money, and I know some people can't afford it. But for those who can, great. And for those who could say, but I love my WAMC, I'll send them $5 or $10 or $100. I got a letter this morning from somebody who said, never get another dime from my family because you're too hard on the President of the United States. Well, I hate to see that happen. Our lockbox is open to keep the station going. We do know that we have to have WAMC. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. David, it's a life or death situation for a radio station, and the only way we can do it is if everybody puts something in.
And anything you give now, right, Alan, takes time off the on-air fund drive.
Well, the last one was a day and a couple of hours. The one before that was only a day. It was great. I never thought I'd live to see it. I don't mind telling you, I was a little wet behind the eyes when I saw it.
Well, our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Fast recuperation, Alan. Get well, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
It's only a back. Thanks.